let's learn the Daf Kuf Tesam Beis. We're holding up the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tesam Beis, so let's pick up there. Says the Mishnah, we're going to talk about eating foods for refuah on Shabbos. Ein ochlin is izavion b'Shabbos v'sheinu machal b'riyim. You're not allowed to eat izavion on Shabbos because that's something that is not something a healthy person would eat. Only a sick person would eat it. Aval ochel who has yo elzar v'shosa abuvroa, but you're allowed to have these other therapeutic things because normal healthy people eat them too. You're allowed to eat anything for a refuah, drink anything for a refuah, except for a made the kolim and kos ikarin, because they function to help a jaundice disease. Shosa who made the kolim with samo, but if you're not sick and you want to drink made the kolim because you're thirsty, that's fine. The sachin shemini karin shalol refuah, and you can anoint your skin with shemini karin if it's not for the purposes of refuah. Amr of Yosef Ezov Avrasa. Excuse me, Ezov is Avrasa. Bar Hamag, the min Ezov that goes in a place called Bar Hamag, the Izavon Avrasa Bar Hinag, and Izavon is a different type of a plant. Excuse me again. That is Avrasa Bar Hinag. Ula Amar Marva Chivara. It is a type of an herb, ula ikla or vegetation. Ula ikla lebe Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ula went to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's house. Aisul kamein. They brought marva chivara in front of him. Omer haynu ezo duchsib haraisa. This is the ezo that the Torah talks about that you're allowed to use for the hazaa. So Rav Papi amar shumshuk that ezo is shumshuk. Amar Rav Yirmi Medivsi Kavaseid Rav Papi Mistavr. It's more Mistavr like Rav Papi Ditnan Mitzvahs Ezov Shlosha Kalachin. The mitzvah of Ezov is to take three stalks, Ubehen Shlosha Givolin, which have three roots, each with three stalks, Vshumshuk Hudimishtach Hachi. And shumshuk is the one that grows in such a way. Okay, so now the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to eat Ezovin on Shabbos because it's taken for refuah. So the Mayachlile, what sort of illness does it treat? Lukukiyen. For stomach worms. How do you eat it? With seven black dates. Where does the worm come from in the stomach? Mikimcha desari, from barley flour, the chalaf alei arba'in yomin, that's 40 days old from the time it was ground up. Aval ochel hues yo ezer. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to eat yo ezer. My yo ezer. What's yo ezer? Pudentank. So in the my achlila, what do they eat it for? La arkasa, for worms in the liver. Be my achlila, how do they eat it? Beshevet tamri chivarta, with the seven white dates. Mi my havya, where do these worms come from? Mi umtsa libra. From eating roasted meat, the meat that was roasted on coals before you ate anything else. Umi bisra shamno, or from fat meat, ali berekana on an empty stomach. Umi bisra detoru, or from ox meat, ali berekana on an empty stomach. Meam guza, ali berekana, or from eating egozim on an empty stomach. Umenire duruvia, or from ali berekana, or eating fenugreek on an empty stomach. Umishtimaya abesrahu. And then when you drink water, after you eat all this, before you eat when a person drinks water after he eats one of these things before he eats anything else. Ve'ilo, and if he doesn't have putank, or he eats and he's not and he doesn't get a refuah, so livla tachli chivarta, then he should swallow a certain type of white cress. Ve'ilo, and if he doesn't have that accessible to him, leisei b'tanisa, he should fast. Ve'leisei bisra shamna v'lishti agumri, and he should take fat meat and put it on coals. The lemetz karma, and you should suck a piece of that meat, that the fat should come out into his mouth. Ligamachala, and he should drink vinegar. The ikadar michala lo mishum dekashi lekavda. And some say, no, drinking vinegar is a bad idea. That's going to be bad for his liver. The lo laisi gurda de asinat da as da. Da asayanta, he should bring a shell of that of a certain type of bush, not a shell, like a the bark, I guess, of a certain type of bush. The gurida mi ali litasay v'lomitsay lilai, that's been scraped from the top to the bottom, not from the bottom to the top. Dilma nafka aidi pumi, maybe the worms are going to come out through his mouth, just like he scraped the stalk of that bush. The shibchi, and he should cook it in beer at the time of ben hashmashos ulamacher, and the next day naskarina l'nekavin didei v'lishti, he should close his nostrils and drink it, because if he doesn't hold his nose, it's going to be difficult to handle. V'chimifni apshicha didakla, and when he goes to the bathroom, he should do so in a place where a dekel tree was cut down. I don't know what any of this means or why this works, but okay, we don't know the refuos of Chazal. V'shosin abavrua, and he drinks abavrua. My abavrua, what is abavrua? Chumatria. My chumatria, chutri yechida. It's a type of tree that grows alone without any branches, and they would cook it in water. What refuah would they do with it? Ligaluya, to drink it with water for someone who drank mayimagulim, and he's afraid that maybe there was venom in the exposed water. So that's what this is for. Vilo, and if he doesn't have this type of eitz, laisi chamsha kalil, he should bring five roses, v'chamsha kosta d'shechra, and five cups of beer, v'nishalukinu b'hadi adadi adikaima anpaka v'nishti, and he should cook them all together until he gets to a revius of a lug, and he should drink it. Imi de Rav Achdovi Barami, the mother of Rav Achdovi Barami, of the Leila Hu Gavra, made for this person, to a person who drank Mayim Agulim, Chad Kalila v'chad Kosta de Shichra, one rose and one cup of beer. Shalka cooked it v'eshkite and gave it him to drink. V'shagra tanur v'garafte, and she lit the tanur and shoveled out from the coals that were in there in order that they should that the tanur should cool off, that the oven should cool off, and she put a brick inside of it in order that it should sit on it and not be singed, and he vomited up that poison that he had swallowed. Ravavia Amar Raviasa de Chalava me iza chivarta. Someone who drinks Mayim Agulim should drink a revius of milk from a white goat. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, that someone who drinks Mayim Agulim, who drinks water that was exposed, laisi esroga chalisa, he should bring a sweet esrog, vilichayke vilimalye duvsha, and he should hollow it out and fill it with honey, and he should put it on top of embers of coals so that the esrog will cook with the honey and he'll eat it. Rav Chanina Amar, that someone who drinks mayim magulim, so he should drink meraglayim b'nei arba'im yom, 40-day-old urine, barzina lizibura, in a very tiny coast from that meraglayim, you should drink it for someone who is bit by a wasp. Should drink a very tiny kos of that meraglayim. Revia la akraba. If he was bit by an akrav, then a revias halug of it. Palgravia le gluye. And if he drank exposed liquid, exposed water, he should drink a half a lug of it. Riva afiluk shafimalu. And a quarter of a lug, and a full lug will work even if there was kishuf done on him. Amrav yochanan an yiron va abangar vitarike malu ben le gluye ben le shafim. These three things are good, whether it's for drinking water that was left uncovered, or for kishuf, for, I guess, casting off some sort of spell. So the Gemara brings refuos for damage done by a snake. Hayman de balachivya, if a person swallowed a snake, lochli kashusa b'milcha, they should feed him cress with salt, v'lirahate tosimili, and they should run him 3 mil. Rav Sim Barashi chazyalu gavra de balachivya, he saw a person that swallowed a snake, idamile kiprosha, and it looked like a perish, and it grabbed him, and it was miyaser him, ochli kashusa b'milcha, and he fed him this cress in salt, v'arahate kametosimili, and he chased him for 3 mil, v'nafik mine gubi gubi, and the snake came out from him in pieces, that the fear what he had stuffed down his throat caused the snake to die inside of him. Ikeda Amri, some tell the Maisa a little bit differently, that Rav Simi Barashi himself was balachivya, swallowed a snake. Asa Eliyahu, who came Eliyahu, anav yid meleke parasha, and looked like a peresh, so ochle kshusa milcha, and he fed him this kashus, this cress with salt, varahate kame tosamili, and he ran him in front of him 3 mil, v'nafik minei gubi gubi, and the snake came out in pieces. Haiman de tarkichi, chivya, someone who was bit by a snake, lesi ubra de chamra chivata, should bring a fetus of a white donkey vilakari vilosve lave, and he should tear it open and put it on and put the ubar on him vahani mili. But that only works to lo shtakach trefa if the mother is not a trefa. So the Gemara brings a mice as far as that refua. Ahu bar kasha de pumbadisa. There was someone who was appointed by the king to protect the city of Pumbadisa, the Tarki Chivya, that was bit by a snake. There were 13 white pregnant donkeys there, in Pumbadisa. So Karinu Lukulu, they tore them all open, avishtachu trefa, and they found it to be trefa inside of there. Havaychad ba'hugis of the Pumbadisa, but there was another one on the other side of Pumbadisa. Ada asli maisla. By the time they brought it, achla arye, a lion had eaten the chamor, and they weren't able to give the refuah. So amlo abaye dimel chivy drabanan tarke. Maybe the snake bit him because he violated some divrei chachamim, some din midrabanan. So the lasta yasusa. Because there's no cure for such a thing. The chsiv, because the pasuk says uporit geder yishchenu nachash. There's a common phrase that's used in rabbinic literature that someone who's porit geder, someone who goes against the dinim drabanan, should be bitten by a snake. He's chayv misa, and there's no refuah for such a thing. So amr lo in Rabbi k'dechi nach nafshe derav. When Rav died, gazar Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna deleka delim tle asa v'gidmi lebe hilula betavla. That he shouldn't, he shouldn't ring bells and play cymbals when they bring the hadas and the dekel branches in front of the chasen kal to be mesamech them, because the year that Rav died, they wanted to minimize the simcha, so they made these certain gezeros how things shouldn't get too out of hand at weddings. Va'azel ihu, but he went, the person who was just bit by a snake, and amti asa begin me lebe hilula betavla tarika chivya umes. And he played with these cymbals. He performed with these musical instruments at a wedding in the year that Rebbe died, and that was against their gezera, and that's why he was bit by a snake and ultimately died. Okay, Bezrus Hashem. Next time we'll pick up on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Bezrus Hashem.